With it. Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics is Panthers D-Man, and as of this morning, once again, GB International Steve Lee. Steve, first of all, congratulations on getting back in the squad.
Thank you very much.
Now, obviously, this is the competition you've been excited for since winning promotion last year, getting to play against the likes of potentially, I can't remember exactly who's in our group, but you're going to be in the same competition as people like Canada, the USA, Sweden. First of all, though, 28-man squad. You're in the 28, going to be cut down to 25. And two of the games you're going to be playing with them are here in the Nottingham Arena against Torpedo, a KHL side again. That's a hell of a challenge for you.
Absolutely. It'll be a great test. They're going to be a fast hockey team, and it'll put us in good stead ahead of the tournament.
Now, last GB Games, when we were playing in Coventry, you were teamed up with your Panthers teammate, Tim Billingsley. You got to have some shifts together on a line together. Do you think you'll be seeing more of that, or do you think you'll be kind of moved around again and trying to find the partnerships you're going to be looking for GB?
I have no idea right now. Obviously, it's still early stages, and there's still a lot of competition to make that last 25, so it's going to be interesting going ahead.
And a couple of familiar faces who missed the last squad, obviously Robert Dowd, Evan Mosey, always good to welcome those guys back in. And then obviously you've even got Liam Kirk, who's been over in North America, who's coming back, who was with you in the last GB campaign. That's a really stacked team, really, isn't it?
Yes, as I said, the coaches have got a very tough job on their hands. They've got a great pool of players to select from, and it is a lot of healthy competition, which is exciting.
And it obviously means that the hockey season for you, even if the Panthers guarantee playoffs this weekend with 2 points over Manchester, it's an even longer season for you because you've got a few games in late April. But when you're going into GB and playing against the world's best, that doesn't really bother you, does it?
No, not at all. It's definitely exciting.
Now, obviously, we're talking GB. Let's have a quick look at Panthers. Two games this weekend, Manchester Storm on Saturday, and a win there guarantees more Panthers hockey this season with a playoff quarterfinal in April. Is it important to get that wrapped up as quickly as possible, or does it not matter when you get the 2 points now?
No, I think you obviously go into every single game wanting to win, and we want to build some momentum to head towards the playoff push. So definitely as soon as we want them 2 points as soon as possible.
Now, we spoke to Jane and Risling about playing with you the other day. He was very complimentary and also said that one of the best things is he doesn't have to get as battered because you seem to do all that kind of work. Have you got as nice a set of things to say about Janen?
Yeah, Riz is very highly skilled, very patient. He's a very, very tough defender to play against for other teams. And it is a pleasure to play with him.
Now, it's been a funny old year defensively because it's been rare that we've had all six starting defensemen available at the same time. So you've been playing with a lot of different guys over the course of the year. Has that been more of a challenge, or is it kind of just part of the game now for you?
Oh, no, it's just part of the game. We've got a very, very strong decor. It's a pleasure to play with any one of those guys.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Steve, and congrats again.
Thank you.